This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, April 22nd, 2019. I'm Mark Belanger. Without a doubt, the people who will be most affected by changes induced by new technological automation are young people. And one of the sectors which will see the most dramatic changes is transportation, with driverless cars, private car sharing companies such as Uber, and completely automated ports and airlines. To find out more about how new technologies will affect young people in the transportation sector, I talked to Baker Kondakshi. Ms. Kondakshi is the Young Transport Workers Officer for the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF has 20 million members who belong to unions in 147 countries. I asked Ms. Kondakshi how many young people are likely to be affected by new automation technologies in the next few years.
It's challenging to gather hard data on young workers, but the information that we have so far is that there will be some sort of sectoral imbalance. Young workers disproportionately work in sectors most affected by these new technologies, and the highest intensity is going to be in the manufacturing industries and followed by agriculture, hospitality, and retail. And then transport, comms, and construction. We're talking about hundreds of millions of young workers around the world, but my focus is on transport workers, given, you know, we are looking at the young workers' issues from an ITF perspective.
What will be some of the effects of new automation technologies on ITF members?
Well, for us, we are talking to our affiliates on digitalization as a choice, that, you know, government, unions, and employers decide pace and effect. Transport can be more sustainable and efficient without automation, and thousands of automated private vehicles are less efficient than public transport. Automated ports can be shut down by small technical failures, and automation is more expensive than decent work in most of the world. So it's an opportunity for unions, regardless of whether we see digitalization is good or bad. It's an opportunity for us to organize, to campaign and demand policy changes, because bad governance would mean digital inequality. And what happens when we do not choose and fight for our future? It's basically four main areas: income inequality, youth inequality, gender inequality, and then there's the urban-rural divide. So to focus specifically on the youth inequality bit, we're looking at de-skilled young workers. We have 20 to 40% of young worker job tasks could be changed by automation or casualized or intensified or lower paid and moving to other sectors. We have the informal work and the platform economy. Young already suffer from digital employment models, and platform working is forecast to be worth nearly $63 billion by 2022. And 77% of working youth are in informal jobs, compared with 58% of working adults. Of course, there's also the issue of the job migration. You know, migration is a youth issue, and 70% of international migrants are under the age of 30. We also have educational inequality. Poorer students are three times less likely to achieve a minimum qualification in science. Young women suffer the most as well. We have 37% of young women are in the labor force, compared to 54% of young men. And young women are 20% less likely to use our own digital tech than young men. We have to have access to education and training for these workers. We have to have state intervention and regulation changes. We have to establish the rules and the ethics and new models of capital ownership, and of course not to forget the environmental safeguards and labor rights. So basically, it should be a collective action to address the challenges of these new technologies, because today's and tomorrow's youth do deserve better.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.